February was the month of Hungarian culture in Maribor. The country's embassy has prepared a rich program. The cultural attaché at the Hungarian embassy in Ljubljana, Biborka Molnar, explains.
So we had contemporary dance, piano recitals, world music, we had contemporary photo exhibition and also surrealism from the beginning of the 20th century.
The last event of the Hungarian Embassy's month was a play dubbed John the Valiant, based on a poem by the famous poet Petőfi Sándor. The Griff Puppet Theatre's director, Horváth Károly, said that the theatre's main aim is to bring quality performances. Biborka Molnár translates.
So the theatre is 8 years old. It was established in 2004. And basically, this puppet theatre from Zalaegerszeg performs for the Western Hungary part. So this János Vitéz was one of his, so to say, old dreams to put it in this puppet show. And he's really proud because this play was invited to a festival, a puppet theatre festival in Japan.
About the Hungarian puppeteering tradition, the director of the Griff Puppet Theatre said the following, Biborka Molnár.
So in Hungary, you can talk about professional puppeteering since about 20 or 30 years, and before it was mostly only private companies. And for example, the oldest puppet theatre in Kecskemét celebrated its 25th birthday.
The tale of a brave shepherd who goes through many trials before reaching his goal features all the elements of a fairy tale, but has the basis in everyday life. John the Valiant's story changes quickly due to the verses in the poem, so the puppeteers use smaller moving stages and dynamic music to support the flow. One of the puppeteers, Attila Farkas, had this to say.
It's only a part of it because there are a lot of adventures. So that is because we use such a big movement, because the places are changing very quickly.
Attila says that his theatre wants to present a broad spectre of plays.
We made Andersen, we made also puppet theatre for adults. We play sometimes with real actors. We want to show a lot of sides of theatre.
Biborka Molnár, the cultural attaché at the Hungarian Embassy in Ljubljana, says that she is very pleased with what the European Capital of Culture as a project has done in Pécs as well as in Maribor.
Also, 2 years after the Capital of Culture of Pécs, people know about it, they are interested in the city, they go there to visit and see the results. So I think and I see that here in Maribor this would also happen already now. It's very vivid and lively, but I think that this will be something which stays.